Just tell me briefly, Ingrid, how was the training program for you?
I didn't learn anything.
Okay, so it wasn't useful for you.
No, I think I could have spent my time much better.
Okay, understand. And just thinking about your action plan, Ingrid, and obviously you've got a copy in front of you here, and I've got a copy in front of me. I just want to check in as to how we're going to best use our time. Scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is the action plan is really important to you, and 1 is the action plan is not really relevant or important to you, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 with your action plan?
At the moment, I think it's two.
Yeah.
There's so many other things going on, and yeah, actually, I didn't know why I have to fill it in at all.
Okay, understand. You know what I'm gonna suggest, Ingrid, if I may? Let's actually just put the action plan to one side. If it's a two in importance, my sense is that is not going to be the best use of our time today.
Yeah,
What I'd love to
sure.
do is just spend 5 to 8 minutes running through a process that I usually use with exec coaching clients. And just see if a few questions that I can ask there could be of value to you. Because, we're both on the call today, but I want to make this useful. This is not about just, saying that we've done it. Are you happy just to experiment with that?
Yeah, if we have to, yeah, then go ahead.
Okay. So, what I would love is let's just do sort of literally 5 to 8 minutes. If at the end of the 8 minutes we're still not getting that it's of value, then let's reassess.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So just some of these questions might seem a bit strange, but I want you to think of three people that you really admire in business. It doesn't matter if I don't know them. It doesn't matter if you don't really know them. So it could, be someone like Kerry Packer or Richard Branson, or could be a boss that you've worked with before, but three people that you really admire in business. Who might those three people be? And we can just go with first names if it's easy.
Oh, should I tell them now?
Yes.
Okay. Donald and Bill.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
And there would be a
I can only think of two.
Okay, let's go with those two. So we've got Donald and Bill. I don't need to know too much information about them. So hold Donald and Bill in your mind. And for some reason, I want you to imagine that Donald and Bill have been work shadowing you for the last month. They have not been doing their regular stuff. They've been observing you with your customers, with your team, with your day to day. And they sit down together to throw some things on the table to support you. And they observe three things that they think you do really well that make you great at what you do. What would be the three things that they would say you do really well in your role?
I always turn up on time.
Great.
I just do my job.
Okay. So you turn up on time, you do your job. Anything else that they would say that's a real strength for you that they've observed?
I do what people expect me to do.
Okay, great. So you meet people's expectations. So we've got Donald and Bill, and they have got down and they said, Ingrid, we see you turning up on time, you're doing your job, and you meet people's expectations in your role. Given that we really admire these people and that they can offer us some ideas of things that we could do slightly differently to get an even better result in your role, What would be two or three things that Donald and Bill would come up with to say, you know what, if you made that really small tweak, that might help you get an even better outcome?
Maybe Donald would suggest to sit down with my boss and ask him what else I can do.
Okay. So that might be one idea from Donald. What might Bill throw in, or another idea from Donald, maybe?
Maybe let people more often know what I actually do, so be more open in communicating with them.
Excellent. And would there be a third really small tweak? It might not even make sense, but it might just pop into your mind. Anything else to add to that list? So we've got so far, sit down with your boss. What else could you, to find out what else you could do?
Find a project that I actually enjoy.
So find a project that you actually enjoy. Now, Ingrid, we did say that we were just going to spend sort of 5 to 8 minutes looking at this. We are both on today's call. My sense is that just for the next sort of 20 minutes that we've got left scheduled for today, that it might be worth exploring either the kind of sitting down with the boss, what else could you do? Let people know what you do and be more open in communications, or finding a project that you could actually enjoy. Maybe picking one of those three and investing our time in that, because obviously the action plan clearly wasn't helpful to you. Are you open to spending that 20 minutes in that way?
Yeah, it sounds good, especially finding another project that I actually enjoy.
That's the one that's drawing me to it as well. So, should we start with that one?
Yes.
Excellent.